Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, my podcast. New listeners, welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. It's Miss Fern, and I'm so happy to have you join me on this amazing Monday. I pray that everything is going so well for the start of your December, and I really am excited about what I'm going to talk to you guys about. I titled this Hidden Agendas. It's getting real, you guys. A hidden agenda is a secret or ulterior motive to something. And a lot of people and a lot of things have been put out into the atmosphere and into society today to get us off of our game. Some people have hidden agendas, goals that they wish to accomplish at some cost to others. We live in a world that speeds out of control with people who are only concerned with what they need and how to get it. Some of these agendas are obvious and some are not. An obvious one is, let's say, someone at work trying to take credit for the work that you produce. Or even in relationships. Sometimes individuals want to be in a relationship for the wrong reason and just want to get something out of it for themselves. Right? Let's talk about time. We can't get our time back. So a hidden agenda can be used in that sense as well. If you're on a deadline or have an agenda and you share it with a friend, a loved one, or a business partner, and they continue to try and occupy your time, knowing what you have going on and knowing what's important to you, not only can that be looked at as a sign of them not respecting your time, kings and queens, or simply them not caring and just thinking about themselves, it's a hidden agenda, because clearly they want to gain something out of your time for them, and it's not fair to you. Now, I know I am coming on strong in the beginning of the podcast talking about hidden agendas, and you're probably like, wow, Fern, what's going on? Well, kings and queens, I want to motivate you, of course, on this Motivation Monday, and this topic has been brewing in my spirit for the past 2 weeks, so I wanted to bring it to the surface today. I wanted to speak on this today to see your take on this. So please leave me some feedback. Have you been in a situation like this? If so, how did you overcome it? Or now that you think of it, are you dealing with situations like this where people have hidden agendas, or where you're noticing in society today where there are different things that become a hidden agenda that hinder you from what you're trying to do and you haven't noticed it before? There are even non-subliminal ones. Let's talk about social media, for example. We love social media, don't we? Have you ever scrolled on Facebook and Instagram and then realized that 20 or 30 minutes has passed you by? And of course you had other things on your agenda that needed to get done, right? Well, I'm just here to tell you today, be mindful of the hidden agendas, kings and queens. Some of them are obvious and some of them will just slide on in to try to get you off track. Be mindful of what and who's out there trying to get you off track of what's important to you. You are destined for greatness. God has a plan for you, but you have to do your part and stay focused. Stay focused. In the Bible, we're even warned against people and hidden agendas. Some people may want to make themselves feel better by putting other people down. Some may want to achieve a position of power or prestige at the expense of others. And some people downright just want to control other people. Now, there are ways to overcome this. You can use your discernment. And discernment is a God-given gift, and some have a very strong gift of discernment, and I am thankful to God for that. Discernment is the ability to judge well. You can also use prayer, of course. You can pray for strength, pray to stay focused, pray and ask God for clarity. If you're in a situation where you're noticing hidden agendas that deter you from where you're trying to go. And the other one, kings and queens, it's up to us. Pay attention. Control these situations and be mindful. Is this hidden agenda coming from a friend? If so, do you need this friendship? Because think about it. What kind of friend would try to undermine you and get you off track or off of your game? So just be mindful of the situations that you're in and the individuals that you're surrounded by, because your circle should want to see you win. Yes, yes, yes. Your circle should want to see you win and should help you get to where you want to be by either motivating you or by not having a hidden agenda, right? So just be mindful, kings and queens. And please be aware that it takes time to learn to recognize these hidden agendas, of course, and even more time to learn the skills needed to deal with people and to deal with situations where there are hidden agendas, where there are ulterior motives, you know? So we're all motivated by something. It just depends on how we achieve our end results. But I definitely want to say we don't need to destroy others to get where we need to go. That's my message for you guys today. I don't know who it's for, but it's been brewing in my spirit for the past 2 weeks. So I pray that it blesses you and touches you where you need it the most. Please share this podcast, you guys. Send it to a friend or a family member. Post it for me, please, on your social media wall. And as always, God bless each and every one of you. I will see you at the top because the bottom's way too full. And I just want to remind you, don't wait for the change to happen. Be the change. Until next Monday, kings and queens, be well and be blessed. Thank you.